Okay, we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, the final Mishnah of the third chapter, Mishnah 9. So this continues with a Machlokas again regarding how we view Rosh Hashanah. Is it one 48-hour period or is it two 24-hour periods? The reason why you would assume it's two 24-hour periods is because at the end of the day we know Midoraisa, there is only one day of Rosh Hashanah, but simply we have accepted 2 days for ourselves because of the fact that they can never get the word out fast enough for tell people to determine when Rosh Hashanah is, that it is, like which day it is, and therefore you always have to assume that it could be both days. Or do we assume that it's no, since this is the case, so we always assume that it's like we have these 2 days and that it's like one 48-hour period. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says, over the someone who gets up before the teva, someone who goes before the ark, he's the chazan, he's leading the prayers. So the person who's leading the prayers on the yontif of Rosh Hashanah, he says, and seemingly the first line we're saying on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, what does he say? Hachalitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu es yom rosh hachodesh hazeh im hayom im lamachar. He says that the chazan says in his tefilos, to strengthen us, Hashem, our God, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether it is today or tomorrow, okay? Ulamachar hu omer im hayom im emesh, and on the next day he says, strengthen us, Hashem, our God, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether it is today or yesterday. I mean, what does it mean, whether it was today or yesterday? Well, if it's today, please strengthen us, Hashem. If it was yesterday, well, then we were already basically davening for strength, and so we're good to go. So with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, with the point that he's making over here, is two things. Number one, he says that we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and number two, he says that we have to treat each day separately, because only today is Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah, and only tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, or only tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah. So each day you say, if today is the day, please God strengthen us, if tomorrow is the day, please God strengthen us. That's what Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says, those two points, but says in the Mishnah, below hu lo chachamim, but the chachamim did not agree with him, meaning what? That two things. On the one hand, they say regarding Rosh Chodesh that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. No, we just mention Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, and it's assumed, it's understood that Rosh Hashanah is implies that it's Rosh Chodesh, and they also disagree. They don't say whether it was today or tomorrow, because at the end of the day, they believe that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a single long period of Kedusha, a single long period of holiness. Therefore, we just say, God, please strengthen us. We say that on both days, it would seem, because that's all one long Rosh Hashanah, 148-hour period. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes and Perek Gimel. Now for Perek Dalid. So Perek Dalid discusses the fascinating situation of, let's say, someone finds themselves outside of the Tuchum that they started Shabbos in. They find themselves out of that Tuchum now. So let's see what happens. So let's say someone who, again, he started a Shabbos, and let's just for to make things a little easier, assume that this is a person who has a who started his Shabbos with no air, whatever. He just has a 2,000 amos radius in any direction. He could walk 2,000 amos. So again, Misha Hotziuhu Ovdei Kochavim, one who was forcibly taken out of his Tuchum by Ovdei Kochavim, by non-Jews, by idolaters. Oh, Ruach Ra'a, or let's say this is a fascinating line, let's say someone who wandered out of his Tuchum because he was like possessed by an evil spirit, which made him like lose his mind. So the Rambam explains, what does this mean, an evil spirit? It means he had like some sort of like craziness that came over him, right? So we know, unfortunately, there are disorders that a person can have, unfortunately, very severe disorders, or you forget about even disorders. We know that let's say someone who in their old age, you know, God forbid, has Alzheimer's or something like that, so they sometimes wander without even recognizing it, and then, you know, they'll have a moment where they get their senses back. So someone wanders out of the Tchum because of an evil spirit, or again, because of some medical condition. That's likely what the Rambam explains it to mean. So, but the point is, they're out of the Tuchum on Shabbos. Ein lo ela arba amos. They only have the 4 amos of this new location. In other words, they can't move from the 4 amos that they're in. They can only move within the 4 amos radius on Shabbos now until the end of Shabbos. Hechaziruhu kiilu lo yatsa. But if they somehow managed to get back into their original Tuchum, how did they get back? Well, maybe it was the non-Jews. Maybe they brought them back. They tortured the guy. Now they brought him back. Or this evil spirit or whatever it is caused this person to wander back. Point is that they're back into the Tuchum that they started in. So then it says the Mishnah that it says if he never left, and that means he can once again move throughout the entire radius that he was once able to, throughout the entire 2,000 amos radius that he was once able to at the beginning of Shabbos. Okay, Viter in the Mishnah, Hulichuhu li'ir acheres. Let's say they took him out to another city which is surrounded by walls. Right, so now We're not talking about he was just brought into like a desert somewhere. No, either the evil spirit or the idolaters, they took him from his nice tuchum to another city that now has walls. So what's the halacha there? We have walls, so you could literally walk throughout the entire city. So nisanuhu vadir o vasahar, or let's say they put him into like a pen or a corral, some sort of a four-walled area where they are now able to, in theory, walk around. Or they should be able to walk around because there's a nice wall there. And where we say, whenever you have a wall, you should be able to walk around. So Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omrim. So it's a machlok. So Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, Mahalech es kula. He can move throughout the entire area that he was put in because we treat an enclosed area like a four amos area. But Rabbi Yishuv, Rabbi Akiva, Omrim, Rabbi Yishuv, Rabbi Akiva say, Ein lo ela arba amos. He only has four amos. Even though he's now in this new enclosed area, he's only allowed to move in a four square amos period. Even if he isn't enclosed in this area, because that's not where he started in on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, now concluding this Mishnah with a story. Ma'aseh sheba'u miprandisin. It once happened that these four Tanaim that we just listed, they came by ship from the city of Prandisin, and basically what happened was that their ship arrived in the port before Shabbos, but they didn't have a chance to get off the boat. So essentially, they're part of this city for all intents and purposes. But v'hifliga sfinasam bayam, their ship was then driven out into the sea, and they went to a point that was beyond the tuchum of the city. So what are you going to do now? Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hilchu es kula. So although they were now beyond the Tuchum, Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, just like they said just a second ago, they were able to walk throughout the entire ship because that's what they held, that as long as they're in an enclosed area, you could walk throughout the entire enclosure, even if you were taken out of your Tuchum. Rabbi Yishuv, Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu me'arba amos, but Rabbi Yishuv and Rabbi Akiva didn't move from the four amos that they found themselves in when the ship left the Tuchum, because sharatu lachmir al atzma, because they wanted to be machmir on themselves, because they held, again, that if even if you're in an enclosed area, that you can't move more than four amos. So therefore, since they were out of the tuchum, they did not move at all. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis, but for now we will stop right here.